Tawakkul comes from the root word wakala. Wakala means to appoint.
Today, I'd like to read to you an excerpt from
Allah is the unique Arabic name.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed. His decree, though, we learn.
This is Foresight, a program on how to worship Allah. Today's great tip in this fast-paced modern world, how do we find our ubudiyah, our servitude, our obedience, and our worship to Allah? So dear listeners, we are talking about ubudiyah, the servitude, the worship, and the obedience to the Almighty Allah in this fast-paced modern world that we live in. So dear friends, when we are talking about ubudiyah and we are talking about the service and the worship and the obedience to the Almighty Allah, of course we find that this is the ultimate purpose of creation. The world, the cosmos, the trees, the plants, the mountains, the rocks, the oceans and the rivers, the birds and the animals have all been created for the ubudiyah, the service, the worship and the obedience to the Almighty Allah. Every single one of these living beings, they praise and glorify and exalt the Almighty Allah in their own different ways. It is us as human beings, due to the veils upon our eyes and our ears, that we are not able to discern this voice of the praise and the eulogy and the exaltation and glorification of these various existing living beings when it comes to the ubudiyah of the Almighty Allah. And so human beings likewise, dear friends, have been created with the ultimate purpose of ubudiyah. The most perfect of creation is that creation or that human being who has been able to perfect their ubudiyah. Now, of course, over the various different programs that we have had the great opportunity to put forth, we have always said that ubudiyah is not merely limited to the ritual actions that we do in our daily lives as regards to the religion. So, for example, it is not limited to just the 5 daily prayers or the fasting in the 30 days of the holy month of Ramadan, or, for example, going to Hajj, paying the khums and the zakat. Now, of course, we must always keep in mind that all of these things are the formal aspects of the religion of Islam, and they are wajib to do when the conditions are fulfilling. And of course, it is these means that the Almighty Allah has given us in order to be able to progress on this spiritual journey and this spiritual wayfaring, and ultimately in order to perfect our ubudiyah. It is via these things that our ubudiyah, our service, our worship, and our obedience to the Almighty Allah is accomplished. But along with these things, as we have said, we must be living a life which is a life that encompasses ubudiyah. And so to explain it just a little bit, we are saying that our sitting and standing, our silence and speaking, you know, our socialization, the time we spend on various things, even our breathing, our thinking, our movements, these should all be based in one way or the other upon ubudiyah, the service and the worship and the obedience to the Almighty Allah. And of course, it is this all-encompassing ubudiyah with both this formal form of worship and service and obedience, along with this informal, if you will, form of worship and obedience and servitude, that individual and a human being attains this all-encompassing ubudiyya for and to the Almighty Allah.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.ir.
أجب دعائي يا رجائي بالرضا والخير أنر طريقي مع صديقي باحترام الغير
يا الله يا رحمن حقق أمانينا وفقنا في كل آن في مساعينا
Glory to Allah, who created in pairs all things that the earth produces, as well as their own, humankind, and other things of which they have no knowledge. The word azwaj in the verse is the plural form of zuj and means pairs or partners. That is why husband and wife are defined as zuj zucha. As it is seen, this word defines the opposites among similar things and being partners. Three examples are given about the creation in pairs mentioned in the verse. First example, pairs that grow from soil. The first thing that comes to mind in this category is femininity and masculinity in plants. We will not mention about it now, as we have discussed in another work. Second example, pairs that are created from their own selves. The first thing that comes to mind in this category is the creation of humans as males and females. Third example, pairs that are created from things that we do not know. So, what is meant with the expression pairs that are created from things that we do not know? The people who lived during the revelation of the Quran were not aware of the most of creation in pairs in the universe. While femininity and masculinity is the equivalence of the concept of pair, the expression of the verse, other things of which they have no knowledge, has a wider meaning. Thus, at the present time, we see one of the meanings that the verse indicates. As research conducted on the structure of the atom has developed, it has become clear that the existent particles are not limited only to protons, neutrons, and electrons, and the atom has a more complex, delicate, and perfect nature than we think. Creation in pairs is also valid for the smallest particles of atoms. A proton has its pair, antiproton. An electron is coupled with a positron, and a neutron possesses an antineutron. The creation of matter in pairs is one of the most important discoveries of physics. Paul Dirac, a British scientist, was awarded the Nobel Prize in 1933 for his discovery in this field. The discovery of Dirac is known as parity, and thanks to this discovery, it has been presented that the matter has a pair called antimatter. Antimatter bears the opposite characteristics of matter. For example, contrary to matter, antimatter electrons are positive and protons are negative. This fact is expressed in a scientific source as follows. Every particle has its antiparticle of opposite charge. The uncertainty relation tells us that the existence and non-existence of pairs forms simultaneously, everywhere, and at all times. As we see, the expression of the Quran, "We created other things of which they have no knowledge," is so full of wisdom and so mysterious. As Badiuzaman Said Nursi said, "As time grows older, the Quran grows younger." That is, as science develops with the progress of time, many mysteries of the Quran are revealed. Virtually, the Quran grows younger. Let us see how many pairs of which we have no knowledge will be discovered and science will prostrate before the Quran.
شربنا على فكري
حبيبي مدامتا
ساكرنا بها من قال
لأن يخلق الكرم
IRIB English Radio.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Foresight on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we were very humbly talking about Ubudiya in this fast-paced modern world. Now, in the previous segment, we talked a little bit about how we can attain this complete and perfect Ubudiya, this service, this worship, and this obedience to the Almighty Allah, which, for all practical purposes, encompasses all the aspects of our lives. Now, of course, this can potentially, and it probably should take, our whole lives to be able to attain. It is certainly not an easy task, but of course, taking small, steady, and continuous steps throughout our life, inshallah, we will attain a position and attain a status that the Almighty Allah will, inshallah, Allah willing, accept from every single one of us. Now, of course, when we look at the lives of the infallibles, we look at the lives of the immaculates, the messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, and of course, the lives of the imams, peace and blessing upon them all, you know, we see that their lives are lives which have an all-encompassing ubudiyya. And so when we look at their lives and we apply the lifestyle that they lived in, of course, which was a lifestyle of ubudiyya, it was a lifestyle of obedience and service and worship to the Almighty Allah, we can apply that lifestyle in our modern age. Now, many of the teachings of the infallibles and the immaculates, the 14 ma'sumin alayhim as-salam, you know, these are teachings which can be and must be and should be implemented in our present day. I mean, things going from as simple to not lying and not backbiting, not cheating, not being deceitful, and on the other hand, to be truthful, to be honest, to give back the amana and the trust that somebody has given us. To not, you know, commit fraud and to not commit usury and to not oppress people. And all of these other different moral and ethical virtues that the immaculates and the infallibles have taught us. Now, these things are things that were not limited and are not limited to the past ages. Matter of fact, even in the present day, we find that the modern world is suffering from not adapting and not implementing the teachings of these 14 ma'sumin, these 14 immaculates and infallibles, alayhimus salam. And it doesn't just range from these, you know, conceptual things, you know. It also ranges into the very practical things, whether it comes to helping the needy, standing up for the oppressed, helping the poor, helping widows, helping orphans, taking care of orphans, loving orphans as if they were your own children, paying charity, paying alms, trying to help the downtrodden of our society, you know, whether they are Muslim or non-Muslim. Taking care of the other Muslims of the world, paying attention to their needs and trying to solve their problems, coming together as one united ummah, trying our best to sever the chains of disunity and sectarianism and violence, promoting peace across the world, and all these different values and virtues and morals and ethics and this lifestyle of ubudiyya that they have taught us in this modern world, fast-paced, you know, where it is so fast that it is dizzying, the way to be able to find peace of mind and the way to be able to succeed and attain true salvation, of course, is through this very lifestyle and all-encompassing ubudiyya, this all-encompassing servitude, worship, and obedience to the Almighty Allah. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all. أحتمي بحماه.